شرفا وكرما وتعظيما وإجلالا وقدرا. وصل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين.
حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ولا مثيل له في علو شأنه وعظيم سلطانه، ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده وحبيبه ورسوله أرسله من أرجح العرب ميزانا وأفصحها بيانا فأوضح الطريقة ونصح الخليقة صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وأولاده وذريته وخلفائه المهديين من بعده ووزرائه العاملين في عهده، خصوصا منهم على الأئمة خلفاء رسول الله على التحقيق أمراء المؤمنين حضرات أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ذوي القدر الجليل وعلى بقية الصحابة والتابعين رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين. أيها المؤمنون الحاضرون، اتقوا الله وأطيعوه، إن الله مع الذين اتقوا والذين هم محسنون. O Muslims, believers, whatever a human being has to explain about ni'am Allah, Allah's favors, the tongue cannot describe and the tongue stops from describing because it is not something that we can explain. The mind is narrow and limited of understanding Allah's greatness. Allah's greatness, no one understands it except His greatness. Understand His greatness. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showed to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from His greatness, no one can understand what Prophet understood and what Prophet saw. What Sahaba has seen from what Prophet described to them about Allah's greatness, only Sahaba knew, not everyone else. And that's why century after century, people are becoming far away from understanding the reality of ni'amullah, Allah's favor. In the previous time, where sincerity was flourishing between human beings, whom they were around Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they understood many things that we cannot today imagine or we cannot understand. Every one of us likes to wear something new. الله سأل إن هو القرآن خذوا زينتكم عند كل مسجد. Take your best of your zina. Zina is the best of your ornaments or decoration that you can carry and go to the mosque. He didn't say go to the mosque naked, or he didn't say go to the mosque with filthy ways, but he said take the best of what you can to the mosque. And what I mean here, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ, take your best to the mosque of the way that you like people to see you. People try to dress nicely because in a masjid is a congregation of different people and you want to look nice. You dress well, you take a shower, especially in Jum'ah days, you dress well and you go to the masjid. That's what we understand from the verse, but in reality, there is a meaning behind that verse, that take your best or whatever you have of ornaments and decoration to the mosque means you have to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is looking at you. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ. Allah doesn't look at your clothes, but looks at your hearts. You look at your spirituality, look at yourself. He looks at yourself. Means take the best that you can when you go to the mosque. Means take the best of yourself. And what is the best of the self? Is man arifa nafsahu faqad arifa rabbah. Who knows himself, knows his Lord. Means when you understand, Allah is saying, oh my servant, when you understand yourself and you understand your weakness and your imperfection, you don't want to come to me with imperfection. You don't want to come to me with ugly spiritual face. You don't want to come to me with someone chaining your legs like shaitan. You want to come to me with the best. خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Take whatever you can of the best of what you like. عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. To every mosque. Every mosque here, he didn't say خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ إِلَى الْمَسَاجِدٍ. Take your best of your self or decoration or ornament to the mosque. He said to every mosque. Means to every mosque here means to every time you are going to proceed with your prayer, that prayer becomes a must for you. Means come to me clean and perfect and clean from all kind of dirtiness that you are living during between prayer and prayer. And that's why it's very important to, as we like all of us, to dress a nice dress and come to meet with people. And next day there is another meeting and with the same people you change your dress, you dress another dress. Especially with these people who are broadcasting on the TVs, the news or whatever they are doing, you see them every time they come, they give them a new dress to dress for one time only. After they give the news, next day a different dress, next day a different dress. You think they are buying their dresses? No. They are giving them to dress. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is opening my sincerity and piety. I'm giving to you my beauty and my majesty. I'm giving you my wisdom and my patience. I'm giving you anything you like. Dress means be someone that appreciates what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in life. And say, Shukran ya Rabbi. Wa in shakartum la azidannakum, Allah said. If you thank me, I give you more. Wa bi shukri tadumu ni'am. By thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ni'amullah will forever will be with you. Never will be less. Are we thanking in every moment Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He is giving us? So thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment of your life will prepare you and clean you. When you come to your prayer, you are already clean. You are already being decorated. Allah gave you that decoration, that new dress that you are dressing. He will manifest His beautiful names and attributes for you on you. He's not going to give you a dress that you can see. Allah can see that dress. You come with a good heart and Allah will dress you. O Muslims, what we are not seeing is that we come and pray and we say we pray. But Allah said no. He is saying, order, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ, take, make sure you take with you your best, what you like for yourself of the best. Take it with you to every prayer you are going to. Means we have five prayers. We are in the divine presence five times. Allah gave us that rahmah, mercy from Him to accept us five times a day in His presence. Hey, what do you want us? What do you want more than that? If a president or a king or a minister or a boss allow us to come and see him or see or speak with him for 5 minutes a day, oh, we will be very happy. Some president, they tell you, my calendar is full. Come after 5 years.
Well, after 5 years. You think after 5 years he will be out. He's expired. He's not anymore president. Where am I going to come after 5 years? And my calendar is full. 4 years, my term is full. The 5th year I am preparing for the next round. Come after 5 years. And 5 years is not expired. Allah gave us 5 times a day to come to Him. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Creator, calling you, come to me, I'm offering to you my divine presence. Don't worry where to go. Come, but on one condition. Some of us will come for sure, or we come, we are imperfect. We are not perfect. But Allah said, come on one condition, come. Try to get the best of what you can polish yourself with during from one prayer to the other prayer. Try to be better from one prayer to another prayer, not to be worse. People are becoming worse from one prayer to another prayer. You will find people worshipping 5 years, 10 years, and after that, They leave their prayer, they leave their Islam, and they leave and they be crazy in the streets. There were two people. One of them, they are very close friends. One of them living in the city. One of them living on the top of the mountain. The one living on the top of the mountain always left the whole dunya and said, I'm giving myself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want anything from this dunya. So every moment he is up on the mountain, remembering his Lord, reading Quran, reading Hadith, making zikrullah, and doing his best, fasting, doing his best. The other one, living in the city, living a normal life, like most of us. It's not most of us, all of us. You have your wife, you have your children, you have your work, you have your hospital, you have your doctor, you have your engineer, you have your business, you have everything, you are mixed up and you are messed up. But you pray your prayer. And some of them, they don't even pray. They are all the day on the streets, in the discos, in the movie theaters, doing this, doing that, anything forbidden. So that one who was in the city, missing his prayers, as many of us, as many of our children also, the Muslim community children, most of them they don't pray. We try our best to bring them to Jum'ah, or to Saturday and Sunday school, Muslims, I want to say, school on Sunday and Saturday, weekend school. But when they become 17, 18, you cannot control them anymore. I know people who are coming to me, I know them very well. They are hafiz. They memorized the whole Quran when they were young. Their parents took them to memorize Quran. When they become 16, 17, they don't pray, they don't read Quran, they are in the discourse, dating people. I saw many of them, like we even see. So that man in the city, he became old. And that man, Abid, who is on the mountain, became old. They are friends. Some stories they say they are brothers. So that one who is in the city, he used to get his brother or his friend to come visit him from time to time. And one day, that one in the city, he said, oh, my brother was living in the mountains. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy with him. For sure, he's going to go to paradise. And I am wasting my life, wasting my time in this filthy dunya. For what? What I benefited? Children, I grew them up, I raised them, they left me and ran. The wife always fighting with me. I'm fighting with her. No peace in my mind. So what benefit I got living all my life in this dunya? He's living normal life as we are living, normal life. He said, I'm now deciding to be like my brother on the top of the mountain. I'm going up and leaving this dunya. I'm not interested in it. That one on the mountain, same time, gave inspiration to his heart, gossip from Shaitan. You are wasting your time. You are here 40, 50 years. worshipping, not seeing anything, doing not seeing anything. What you wasted your time or your life? Look, your brother, he's happy, he is having wives, he is womanizing, he is drinking, he is best life living. There was no car at that time. That has cars, limousine, but there was no limousine. Everything, he had a very nice life. We are going to die without tasting this life. Then he said, well, this is correct. I will go to stay with my brother. So that one went from the mountain with the intention to be like his brother, living a wild life. And the other one moving up to the mountain to live a spiritual Islamic life. This hadith of Prophet. At that moment, Allah ordered Israel to go and get their souls finished. Their age is done. Israel came to take their souls. And angels holding the souls, they don't know what to do now. The one that Abed, but his intention going to live a wild life, where to take his soul? To paradise or to be punished? And the one that was living wild life, where to take his soul? And he's going up to live a good life, to take his soul to paradise or to punish him? This soul. They said, Ya Rabbi, we cannot decide. Allah sent Jibreel. Ya Jibreel, measure. The one that coming from the mountain to the village, to the city, and the one that going from the city to the mountain. Who is more nearer to his destination will be accounted according to that destination. So they measured, they found the abbot was more toward the city, went to punish it. The one who was wild was more toward the mountain, went to paradise. That's why Prophet said, Inna al-a'malu bil-niyyat. Everything according to intentions. If your intention is Allah and His Prophet, then whatever you do in dunya is okay. Because your intention is Allah and His Prophet. Means your intention is the sincerity. Means you are, as we mentioned at the beginning, خُذُوا زِنَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. Take your best of what you can of dress, not this normal dress, but a dress, the spiritual dress. The dress that you want to show your Lord. Your Lord is not going to look at your jubba, is it clean or not clean. He wants to look at your heart, what is inside. He is the one who knows, we don't know. So Prophet ﷺ said, it depends on the niyyah. If your niyyah is Allah and His Prophet, you are safe. If your niyyah is إِلَى دُنْيَا يُصِيبُهَا أَمْرَاتٍ يَنْكِحُهَا, if it is a dunya or a running for after a pleasure of this life, then he is going to get that punishment. O Muslim, take your best to every prayer you go. It's not only for Jum'ah. That is for every prayer between you and your Lord. Even when everyone is sleeping, if you can pray two rak'ahs, that no one seeing you, you are not showing off. You are doing this to yourself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy with us. May Allah forgive us. أَقُولُ قَوْلِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ فَيَا فَضْلَ لِلْمُسْتَغْفِرِينَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ. الحمد لله حمد الكاملين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. تعظيما لنبيه وتكريما لفخامة شأن صفيه، فقال عز وجل القائل مخبرا وآمرا: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد الله أمته وعلى دار الجحيم مفخر العرب والعجم مولانا ومولى العالمين المحترمين سيدنا أبي القاسم محمد يا أيها المشتاقون نور جماله والمحتاجون شفاعته صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. وبارك اللهم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم احفظ المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات واغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم يا أرحم الراحمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون سلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد واغفر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.